The disciples of Jesus went to the tomb, and it was there they experienced the resurrection. And that is really what Easter is all about, an experience of resurrection faith deep in our hearts. Part of the Easter rejoicing tonight is to go back to that tomb and stand there with the disciples and try to share in their resurrection experience. But our celebration must not end there, because that is only a small part of the reason why we are here. The real source of Easter rejoicing tonight is not only because something happened then, but the real reason is that something does happen now. And unless it does happen now to each one of us, we have missed the point of resurrection mystery. We need to enter into the mystery that the living God in spirit does act now as well as then. That the risen Christ spirit is here now acting within us, in your life and in my life, at this very moment. And unless each of us comes to know, in the biblical sense of that word, to know and to experience in the very depth of our heart, then we will have missed the point of our Easter mystery. It's possible, of course, that there is, at least potentially, sadness attached to Easter for some people. For some people who put on good clothes at Easter time and come to church, sing about Easter and pray about it and talk about it, but have not yet experienced that event of Easter faith in their lives. That could become a hollow Easter day if it has not yet come to pass that in the depths of our heart we have not yet learned to discover that it is there at the empty tombs of our life that we experience the resurrection power of the living God. Each one of us has the empty tombs of our lives, and it is there that we discover resurrection power. All we need do is learn to identify where the tombs of our lives are. And unless we talk and walk to those tombs today and next week and each week of our life, we miss the Easter mystery. To discover the tombs of our life, it is not necessary to wait until the roof caves in and some kind of crucifixion experience. It need not be that kind of event that caused the disciples to be plunged into despair. The Easter experience can come to us in the most ordinary, simple events of our lives. The ordinary struggles that we all go through, of breaking personal habits that we know are not good for us, whether it's overeating or overdrinking or smoking or not exercising, things as simple as that that we eventually know we will have to struggle against when the doctor tells us it is no longer good for us to continue in those kind of bad habits. And yet we all know that trying to break those habits can be painful and create suffering. And not just those kinds of simple personal habits that are the tombs of our lives, but the relationships that we have with people that are sometimes difficult. We all wish to love and to be loved, and yet again we develop bad habits that impede our ability to carry on relationships with other people in a loving way. We discover after a while that we no longer are listening to the very people that we love. We discover we are taking the people we love for granted. And then we take advantage of the people who do the most for us. And then we carry grudges. We destroy the very ability we need to forgive and to love unselfishly. We enter into those kind of situations with people in our home, our family, in our neighborhood. It's a constant struggle. And each one of those struggles is a dark tomb in our life, in our heart. Each day, it seems, each one of us is sent to the dark tombs of our lives. The generation gaps that we all go through are so very real. Young people who are beginning to live in a completely different world than their parents, holding different values and different attitudes about life and death and even less important things. And yet, in those very tombs of our lives is where we discover the resurrection power of the living God that is given to us. We discover darkened tombs is where the resurrection power is present. It is there that God seeks to be active in our lives. And today, tonight, we go to those tombs of our heart, to the places of death and struggle and disappointment in our heart now. And it is there that the healing resurrection power of God occurs. It is there in the dark tomb of our heart that a strength beyond our strength is given to each of us. A power to be able to move through whatever situation you are in right now so that you are able to move into a new life, a new expectation. That is what Easter is all about. That is how we enjoy and touch resurrection in our life. We don't sit here and think back to the dim historical event of the past. We experience it now, at this moment, in our heart, in the tombs of our life. That is what Easter is for each of us now. Whatever personal habit needs to be broken, whatever need we have to learn how to face death, Easter is now happening in the empty tombs of our life. Whatever despair, whatever darkness, it is within that that we experience resurrection. There we find the tomb, but the tomb is empty because the Christ is alive and is risen and dwells, lives now in our heart. It is Easter time that we renew our baptismal promises. The resurrection is the time for plunging into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, as St. Paul said. And tonight we recall that when each of us accepted baptism, each of us died to self and rose with Christ. As St. Paul tells us, we were buried with Christ through our baptism into his death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may now live a new life in Christ. And that new life has already begun for each of us. To know Christ Jesus and to follow the gospel is to live with the freedom of the children of God. Now let us together with our sisters and brothers over the entire world who are gathered in prayer tonight renew the promises we made at our baptism long ago. Please stand. And so I ask you now, do you accept Jesus as your teacher, as the example whom you will always imitate, and as the one in whom the mystery of God's love for the world has been revealed? I do. Do you dedicate yourself to seeking the kingdom of God and God's justice, to praying daily, to meditating on the Gospels, and to the celebrating of the Eucharist faithfully and devoutly? I do. Do you commit yourself to that spirit of poverty and detachment that Jesus enjoined upon his disciples? And do you give yourself to resisting that spirit of consumerism and materialism that is so strong in our culture? Do you accept your responsibility for building community, for becoming a people of compassion and reconciliation, for being mindful of those who are poor and oppressed, and